This podcast is a 3D audio production, so watch out as sounds may seem to come from beside you or behind you. For the best listening experience, please use headphones.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Hello, Clone Club. It's me again, Marco Palmieri, producer of Realm's Orphan Black, The Next Chapter. I wanted to take a quick second to say that we really appreciate you listening and spreading the word about the show. And also to tell you that this week we're sharing a sneak peek of a special bonus episode with you. One of the benefits of subscribing to Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts is special access to full bonus episodes like this one, along with ad-free listening and early access to other Realm shows. We hope you enjoy this sneak peek of a recent Instagram Live with Orphan Black fan and Next Chapter writer E.C. Myers, with behind-the-scenes insights into the making of the podcast.
Today we're here to talk with E.C. Myers, one of the writers who actually wrote today's episode, episode 9 of season 2. I think you wrote another one in this season also.
I did, episode 6, I believe.
Yeah, and I think Christian came on and talked about that episode, which was really fun. So first of all, I think my first question is, how did you get involved with The Next Chapter? Like, what is your kind of origin story with the project?
So I had actually been working with Realm at the time. They were Cereal Box on a different serial, and they started talking about the possibility of being able to do this Orphan Black serial. And so as soon as I heard about that, I let them know, like, if you're doing this, I really would love to be involved with it. I was a big fan of the show, and there's so much potential to do great things with the story because they've created such an amazing world and characters. And I believe they started talking about that like back in August. I had to go back and check, like 2017. And then in November of 2017, they started reaching out to people who were interested in working on the show and invited us to like come up with pitches for like what the series could be based on, you know. So I put together a pitch, which I don't think we used anything of, because it kind of like they had a bunch of different ideas and we were working with the studios and everything to find like the right story to tell. But I do remember that mine was very heavily based on like Kira and Charlotte and Maya. Like it was kind of like, would have been like Orphan Black, The Next Generation, because I was like, you know, they had these younger characters on the show and what would it be like if they were growing up in this world, right? And we have bits of that, elements of those. And I tend to write a lot of the Kira scenes, I think, last season. And then this season I got to write some cool ones. And then it became a real thing in like June, like of the next year, 2018. And then it started moving fast. So that's how I got involved with the series, kind of like before it was actually a thing. And then like through that process. So I was very excited to be invited to participate.
And then since you were a fan of the original show, like what did you think when you found out Tatiana was going to do the voices?
I couldn't believe it. That was such a big get, you know, and to know that she believes in this show enough to literally lend her voice to it. She makes it, you know, like the writers, I think we do a good job of telling the story, but having her attached to it and having her enjoy it and want to become a part of it was like a huge vote of confidence, I thought, you know. And of course, I think that helped bring the fans in too, you know, that it wasn't just a story. It was like, it really made it feel more like it was a continuation of the series, because it is an official sequel to the series. And mostly I was just psyched to know that she'd be reading my words, but I was most excited to get to hear her say my name in the opening of the, like when they do the titles. So that was amazing.
Since you're a fan of the show and like the fandom is so passionate and loves the show so much, did you feel a pressure to like not mess up?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of pressure. Like, just as a writer, I always want to do my best. We also had, you know, writing for Realm, and then the studio is very protective of the property. Like, they want to make sure that it truly represents like the show. And then there's fandom, and then as a fan myself, you know, I had pretty high expectations too. But yeah, absolutely not wanting, you know, because the fans are so passionate and so knowledgeable that if anything doesn't ring true, like they will pick up on it and it will take them out of it, you know. So absolutely, lots of pressure, but that was good, because then as fans as well, like we felt personally invested in making it great. And then of course, like Tatiana's involved and all that. So there's a lot of pressure. I can go along with that for sure.
It seems like everybody who was involved as a fan though, which I feel like helps for sure.
Yeah. And Helly Kennedy worked on, you know, the comic books and the series. So it was really great to have that, like, literally the DNA of the show is part of our writing group. And that was really, really terrific. But yeah, we're all huge fans of it.
For anyone who's joining and wants to know what we're talking about Orphan Black, The Next Chapter, which is the official continuation podcast of the show. We're in season two right now. So in the first season, Tatiana does everything. She narrates, she does everyone's voices. But in the second season, actually, Evelyn, Jordan, and Christian came back and reprised their roles. What did you, like, what was it like when you found out that was happening?
I couldn't believe that. And again, it really makes it feel even that much closer to the series. Because Tatiana is, of course, amazing. And she did a really great job of doing other characters' voices, you know, authentically. But it's so much more immersive, I guess, and it feels so much more natural. And we hear their voices anyway, at least I do when I'm writing the characters, I hear their voices anyway, imagining how they would perform, you know, those roles on the show, like how they would be saying things. And so then to have that, you know, come from the page and then to have them actually say the words is really cool.
You can really tell how passionate the writers are about Orphan Black, The Next Chapter. Hear the full conversation, plus get other benefits like ad-free listening when you join Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening, Clone Club.